USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With what appears to be a random act of violence, 37-year-old Duke Webb of Florida has been charged with first-degree murder. The shootings took place at a bowling alley in Rockford, Illinois, Saturday night. Three older men were killed and a fourth is in critical condition. President Trump signed the massive $2.3 trillion coronavirus relief and government funding bill into law Sunday night, averting a shutdown. Trump's signature of the $900 billion corona relief package extends unemployment benefits for 12 million hurting Americans. All those collecting jobless payments will receive a $300 weekly boost through mid-March. The average American will spend the equivalent of 44 years looking at some kind of digital screen, according to a recent survey of 2,000 adults. The survey revealed in a typical day, Americans spend 4 hours and 30 minutes watching TV, 4 hours and 33 minutes looking at a smartphone, over 3 hours using a gaming device, and nearly 5 hours on a laptop. This is USA Radio News.
Picture this. A shortage of fuel has closed your electric utility, or any disaster devastated your town. Your power is out. No lights, no news. That's why federal and state agencies urge you to have an emergency radio. You can get a free Dynamo World Band emergency radio. This powerful radio keeps you informed during any emergency. It doesn't even need batteries and comes with a hand crank generator and super bright LED flashlight. The emergency radio includes the NOAA weather band, a long-range AM receiver, a high-sensitivity FM band, and even a USB jack to charge cell phones. The Dynamo Emergency Weather Band Radio retails for almost $30, but Newsmax wants to make sure you get this radio. So check out the free offer for the emergency radio with Newsmax Magazine. Go to gettheradio.com. That's gettheradio.com. Or call toll-free 800-NEWSMAX. That's 800-NEWSMAX. This radio could save your life. This offer may end soon, so order today.
Peace in the Middle East continues to flourish. USA Radio News, Dan Araki.
There is hope that U.S. brokered efforts to improve relations between Arab countries in the Middle East and Israel can ease tensions in the region in the long term. Israel established new diplomatic relations with Bahrain, Morocco, Sudan, and the United Arab Emirates in 2020, something Israel hopes to continue. Former Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, hopes that the next administration will continue down the foreign policy path that President Trump has laid out. He tells Fox News that everyone has felt the benefits of improved relations.
I hope that the president-elect will continue with the momentum, because it's good not only for Israel, not only for the moderate Arab country, it's good for the U.S. The U.S. gained a lot of respect in the region when they led the peace initiative, when they built a coalition of modern countries that work with the U.S. against the aggression of Iran.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Let's get a timeline breakdown on the Nashville, Tennessee explosion Christmas morning. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
Unbeknownst to them, officers like James Wells put themselves in harm's way by parking close to the RV that was playing an audio message warning that a bomb was going off and to evacuate the area.
Right across the street, we pulled up, and then we heard the announcement. Topping was like, is that the vehicle in question? And Wells said, yes. We immediately hopped in our cars and backed out.
Officer Michael Sipes was right there at ground zero moments before the RV exploded.
Didn't know at the time. I was almost directly across the street from the RV. I moved up the street a little bit. We started making plans to get into the buildings, start knocking on doors.
Officer Amanda Topping remembers it vividly.
That's just stuff that I'll never forget. You know, the sound of the announcement saying, you know, primary objective is to evacuate now.
And the three officers, along with James Llewellyn, Brenna Hosey, and Sergeant Timothy Miller, have been called heroes by the police chief and mayor. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The governor said 41 buildings were damaged in the blast. A surprise upset in the National Football League Sunday as the New York Jets defeated the Cleveland Browns 23-16. Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says put the blame on him.
This group fought today, but I didn't do enough. I play well enough for us to win, and that's it.
The Browns will face division rival Pittsburgh Steelers next Sunday in a must-win game to make the playoffs. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.